Okay, I'm, as I mentioned, faculty member for a few weeks now at the University of Louisville Medical School, and before that, 16 years, University of Texas School of Public Health. Before that, 19 years at one of the State University of New York Medical Schools, and I'm a Vietnam era veteran who was drafted to help the United States win the war and just didn't turn out the way someone thought it would. Past decades, I've been working on Agent Orange in Vietnam, and I switched over lately to e-waste recycling, which has nothing to do with the Vietnam War, but is a real hazard of another nature, chemically related. And again, the Vietnam Caucus was founded by APHN members and veterans who felt that it was worthwhile discussing health issues related to wars in general, the Vietnam War, Agent Orange. And there are no dues. I would urge anyone to sign their name and join. And all you have to do is, if you feel motivated, describe the person who you think would make a good contribution at the annual meeting. If you'd like to also be a secretary, you're welcome to it. But there is no treasure. But please do, if you have any interest, sign in. Agent Orange is now fairly well known. It was a defoliant, phenoxy herbicide mixture used to destroy forests where troops enemy to the United States and the South Vietnam government could have hidden. We have illustrations of fixed-wing spraying on the left, ground spraying, or probably that's a naval vessel spraying in the upper right, and helicopter spraying on the bottom right. The areas that were sprayed by these defoliants were all in the south of Vietnam, with a small amount of spraying in Cambodia and Laos. Cambodia and Laos have not focused very much on Agent Orange, and the United States does not, to the best of my knowledge, have any programs in Cambodia or Laos, whereas in Vietnam, there are health-related programs and environmental programs related to Agent Orange and war. The map on the left is what was then South Vietnam, and the red shows sprayed areas. The north of Vietnam is not shown at all because there was no Agent Orange spraying done in the north of Vietnam. The picture on the right shows some of the devastation of jungles or crops by the defoliants. Defoliants were very effective. And this slide shows barrels of Agent Orange, and it describes or shows us why Agent Orange was called Agent Orange. It was strictly because of the orange stripes on the barrels. It had nothing to do with the color of the phenoxy herbicide mixture and what it was mixed with. Okay, just to remind ourselves, or for those who may not know, Agent Orange was a 50-50 mixture, 50% herbicide 2,4-D, and 50% 2,4,5-T. 2,4,5-T was the half contaminated with TCDD, the most toxic of the dioxins. In the 1970s, Bauman and Nesselson at Harvard published their first finding of very high levels of TCDD in Vietnamese mother's milk. They compared this with levels in Cambridge, Massachusetts, mothers who were nursing, and found no comparison, undetectable levels in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And to the best of my knowledge, this was the first time humans were measured for dioxins, human tissue, in this case, milk. They also measured dioxin in fish. Bauman was a PhD student in the laboratory of Nesselson at Harvard. Nesselson is a very famous scientist who was considered on two different occasions for the Nobel Prize for two different bodies of research. Okay, in the 1970s through 2000, a number of us found elevated dioxin of the kind characteristically found in Agent Orange in humans, food, soil, and wildlife. So this was up to decades after the initial spraying, which started in, I think, approximately 1962. There were Vietnamese reports beginning in the 1960s, to the best of my knowledge, of birth defects and cancers which were attributed to Agent Orange. When these reports first came out, the United States government and industry was very dubious of these claims and considered them to be propaganda. Since those early days, the TCDD dioxin, which is one of the dioxins in our bodies. All of us now living in industrial countries have some dioxins, but very low levels and not high levels of TCDD, the most toxic tetrachlorobenzodioxin. Some U.S. Air Force Agent Orange sprayers' blood was markedly elevated. And this is the Agent Orange sprayers. The team that did the actual aerial spraying, not the ground spraying or not the naval spraying. And this will be described in greater detail by our next speaker. Some southern Vietnamese people, not the majority, but some, have marked elevation of TCDD even decades later, even now. And we believe this is from food that they've eaten of animal origin. Wildlife in southern Vietnam was found in some cases to have elevated TCDD. Some food in some parts of southern Vietnam contained elevated TCDD. And soil and sediment, particularly dioxin hotspots where Agent Orange was stored and spilled, contains high levels. For example, the highest my colleagues and I reported was over a million parts per trillion in soil of TCDD. And usually government agencies, USCPA and others, consider 1,000, not 1 million, but 1,000 parts per trillion of dioxin or the equivalents of that dioxin to be a dangerous level. Why does anyone care about this? We care because it's now known that dioxins can be causally linked to a number of cancers, to immune deficiencies, endocrine disruptions, diabetes, hyperthyroidism, nervous system damage, the peripheral nervous system, hands and feet, legs, and the brain, where there can be IQ changes and emotional changes. There are reproductive and developmental system disorders, increase the risk of heart attacks and deaths from heart attacks, surprisingly. This was not suspected a few years ago. And skin diseases, rashes and chloracne at high doses only. And this is now looked on as the opposite of the way chloracne was looked at years ago. Chloracne is simply an acne caused by chlorinated organic chemicals such as dioxins and a number of other chemicals. It is only found with high dose exposure, and even with high dose exposure, it's only found chloracne in a certain percentage of the people. So there's a genetic and environmental need just as with alcohol and cirrhosis of the liver, smoking and lung cancer, it's causal, but not everyone has the genetic susceptibility. This is what one gets very readily if you go to your computer and Google Agent Orange. You see birth defects vividly shown, and this is attributed to Agent Orange, but without any real evidence. And so, as one editor put this when he was doing a fact check on his reporter, the brain knows something has not been shown, but the heart is moved by the children you see, or the pictures you see. And despite that, he went on and published what his reporter felt emotionally was the case. Okay, something new is going on. In Vietnam, there are hot spots, the airport in Da Nang, the airport in Binh Hoa, and a number of others, where there was storage during the Vietnam War or the Second Indochina War, depending on whether you're American or a Vietnamese. And there was a lot of spillage. And this is one of the first stages in cleaning up the soil to destroy the dioxin. And this reminds us that cleaning unexploded or clearing unexploded ordnance before dioxin remediation needs to be done. And unexploded ordnance, which kills people, maims people, happens after many, many wars, and it's certainly the case in Vietnam. So there are many consequences of war, and there are many stages involved in remediation, just of the soil, of the environment, not addressing people. Okay, what's being done now between the United States government, USAID, and the Vietnam Committee now dealing with Agent Orange, so-called Committee 33, which is mostly environmentalists, but some people from a number of ministries. Remediation has begun with cleanup of TCDD, or dioxin soil or sediment hotspots. Hotspots indicate a high level of the dioxin from Agent Orange. Da Nang, in the middle of Vietnam, the China beach, which we saw on television shows years ago, Binh Hoa, near Saigon or Ho Chi Minh City, and Phu Khat air bases are major hotspots. The Da Nang airfield soil and sediment is now being excavated, enclosed, insulated, and treated for months with moderate heat of approximately 335 degrees centigrade to destroy the dioxins. The remediation process is monitored closely to determine, is this effective and not too expensive? We don't have an answer yet. This is the intermediate stages which have been going on now. We don't have any end result knowing how much dioxin is left and how these methods of disposing of dioxin compare with other methods, because they're all expensive. This just shows on the left clearing and grading of so-called thermal desorption, heat removal, treatment pile, they call it, at the Da Nang airport. And right, construction and filling of a containment structure where the soil now exists. Now, to show why this may be so expensive, although perhaps less expensive than some other treatments, liquid vapor treatment plant is found at one portion of the Da Nang containment structure. So liquid vapor is being caught, in theory, and destroyed. Oops. Okay, right now, by monthly reports from the USAID, the containment structure at Da Nang at the airport is filled with dioxin contaminated soil and sediment. The soil sampling shows successful excavation of the contaminated soil. The excavated soil is put into enclosed, above ground structures. Heating rods operating at temperatures of 750 to 800 degrees centigrade raise the temperature of the entire pile, including the dirt, the soil, the sediment, to at least 335 degrees centigrade. And the goal is to maintain this heat for several months until 95% or more of the dioxin decomposes. We don't have any results yet. We don't know if it's working. This should be coming. We should know within a year. Other dioxin contaminated areas exist which are not hotspots. So it's not going to be possible, I think, to approach the problem of getting rid of the extra dioxins, the sort of toxic dioxin left over from Agent Orange, which will normally persist for decades, maybe hundreds of years, although slowly decreasing by sunlight, by water movement. Now, the other areas, at least 30 areas, have been considered by the Vietnam government to be hotspots, but not so bad as the three just mentioned. After the recent election in the United States, I think it's highly unlikely that the United States government is going to continue putting much money into destroying dioxin in Vietnam, millions or billions of dollars. I don't think that's going to be popular. The other options which exist are to cart the soil off to a toxic waste dump. It doesn't get rid of it, but it postpones the problem, takes it away from people and food for a given period of time. The U.S. government is doing some other health-related work. There is funding from the U.S. government to the Vietnam government for health issues such as immunization, AIDS prevention, HIV prevention treatment, and disability programs. So, without admitting necessarily guilt or causal relationship, the U.S. government is a humanitarian issue, as it's usually put, helping the Vietnamese to do what the current lead team feels is important. The agencies change, the people change, just as EPA may change after the most recent election. If the new Senate Majority Leader guts EPA, as he's threatening to do, according to newspaper accounts. Anyway, Monsanto, the U.S. manufacturer of a variety of chemicals, including DDT, saccharin, aspartame, was one of the major suppliers of Agent Orange. Many civilians and military personnel were exposed to Agent Orange during the Vietnam War, and by civilians, we think first of the Vietnamese. Men, women, children, old people, young people, nursing mothers passing on the dioxin from milk, in utero before birth, passing on the dioxin to the children before they're born. So the town, but also in the town of Nitro, West Virginia, where some Agent Orange was produced, this has been, Monsanto has been ordered by the state Supreme Court to give $93 million to this town for exposing the public to the dioxin from Agent Orange. And Monsanto has agreed to pay, quote, even though there is no substantial evidence linking Agent Orange with any negative health effects. And those of us who are old enough may remember the Dow statements by their senior executives saying dioxins cause only a temporary skin rash, nothing more. That's not what some of the scientific papers or Institute of Medicine expert reviews say. Okay, we're doing something a little bit different now, and as we're changing from a focus on Agent Orange, toxic chemicals are computers or cell phones are being recycled, and these have metals in them and they have organic chemicals, and some of this is going from developing countries to less developed countries because it's cheaper for the developing countries, and it is a source of income for people in the developing countries. So this is what we see if we go to the e-waste recycling, electronic waste recycling facilities, piles and piles of all kinds of electronic waste. And cell phones, televisions, computers, refrigerators, and a huge amount of electronic waste is generated worldwide. And this is a relatively new phenomenon. Some estimates are 20 to 50 million metric tons per year were generated in 2005. And developed countries send their older electronics to developing countries, including China, India, Vietnam, and some other countries. And developing countries, in some cases, are the United States, European countries, and interestingly enough, Japan, and even Vietnam is dumping some of its industrial waste for recycling because it's so cheap to do, and you can sell some of the metals and use them for, so they can be used for other things. This is an actual picture taken fairly recently, pointing out there's not much worker protection. There's just not much worker protection. And I think this woman is barefoot, or if not, she's just wearing sandals, no special clothing, no respirator, no mask. And the one projection from Vietnam was that by 2020, there will be 1,400,000 personal computers discarded in Vietnam. And we're going to have a lawyer in the second session discuss law and war and the interaction. There are laws in Vietnam, just as there have been in the Soviet Union and Russia for a long time. But they're not enforced. So the laws are there to be shown to outsiders. There are many people in Vietnam, health workers, environmentalists, just general people, doctors, School of Public Health faculty, who feel the present situation is intolerable, and to make a tiny amount of money, you don't want to destroy the health or potentially increase serious health damage. But this is the estimate for Vietnam as of a year ago when we put this slide together, and I don't think it's changed at all. Just going up and up and up. And again, the recycling is frequently done in Vietnam in people's homes and their backyards. And this one appears to be more factory-like. But this is not what we would like to see in any country. The electronic waste recyclers are exposed to persistent organic pollutants, dioxins, PCBs, brominated flame retardants, and other endocrine disruptors, including metals, including a number of toxic chemicals. My colleague in Hanoi, took this picture to show that it's really people, it's not just chemicals, and we need to think of the health system. And this was not his, I'm sorry, this was a Google image. Again, this is a picture taken by my colleague, and the chemicals we've been looking at include arsenic, cobalt, mercury, copper, zinc, and lead. And the organics we had a particular interest in focusing on are polybrominated diphenyl ether, brominated flame retardants, and certain ones, as well as the total. And this is being done by measuring blood, urine, breast milk, but mainly blood and urine this time. The analysis is being done at the Centers for Disease Control, and we hope to have an article to submit fairly soon on the first findings. But again, no protective clothing. They come, they work, they dismantle, and they go home. And whether they're pregnant or not pregnant, nursing or not nursing, this is one of the things that is not necessarily war-related, but is of major concern for disparities. Okay, what are the conclusions we have? Agent Orange is a long-standing chemical concern. It stays around a long time, gets into people, gets into the food. Cleanup of dioxin hotspots in Vietnam is a major environmental concern, but a very large amount of money is being spent on a small number of hotspots, and it's going to be, I have no idea what to predict when the money gets tight from the United States, from Vietnam, from NGOs. I don't think the current somewhat expensive thermal method is going to be funded very much longer. The most expensive and the most well-known is toxic waste incinerators. Very hot and quick, not months of heating, but seconds or minutes, but very expensive, and you have to cart the contaminated material over terrible roads, long distances, and it's not perfect either, but it's very expensive. Hopefully, U.S. and Vietnamese toxic chemical research, joint public health ventures, universities, collaborating. We're now collaborating with the Hanoi School of Public Health, as well as a private nonprofit environmental group in Vietnam. And it's very slow, very tedious, very hard, difficult to get funding, and a large number of agencies are involved. So that's where it stands now. I would like to thank Vietnamese workers and the comparisons who volunteered for the e-waste study, the SINESA environmental team, the Hanoi School of Public Health, and this research was supported by intramural funds of the National Cancer Institute of NIH, with Linda Birnbaum, the director of National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, and the National Toxicology Program playing a key role and being the principal investigator on the NIH side. We thank her as well, and two of the graduate students who worked on this project. We thank you. This ends my presentation. We can take questions whenever we want. Our middle speaker is somewhere in Southeast Asia, so we have only two of us. I'd like to make a joke and say, well, you have quality, if not quality and quantity, but anyway, are there questions right now before Hans Leica goes into what the Institute of Medicine is doing? One, two, yes. Yeah. moral, ethical, legal. The first presentation of the second session, which will start 30 minutes after this session ends in this room, will be by an attorney who will tell us the good and bad news about legal, moral, and ethical obligations and what differing perceptions there are when war is involved, as will our second speaker describe what really happens in the real world. Please. Data exists on wildlife, food, and fish was generated, to the best of my knowledge, by three groups. In the 1970s, Bauman Meselson did a small study, and for the first time measuring TCD dioxin in humans and in food, fish. Then my colleagues and I went from Hanoi to the middle of Vietnam to the south, and we found sporadic evidences of food elevation and of human blood, fat, and milk elevation of these chemicals, sporadic, not the majority. In the north, and the third group, which has done a very vigorous job, is the Hatfield Environmental Team from Canada, and they also have sampled humans, soil and sediment, wildlife, and food. So it's very sporadic. These dioxin analyses are very expensive when you try to do them at low levels, part per trillion in people or food. It's very expensive, and you have to have your lab functioning perfectly. As some of the world's best dioxin chemists have put it, you have to have perfect instruments, very good people, and luck to get good analysis of dioxins and biological materials. So, I mean, the only good thing is, in the majority of the places we've looked, there's in Vietnam, there's not elevation of the dioxin found in Agent Orange. The bad news is there's some other chemicals. We're not quite sure where they're coming from. Some may be natural that are worth being concerned about, and there are other consequences of war that are also extremely serious. I would not worry. I would not eat food that came directly from one of the major hotspots. And vegetables and fruits contain very little dioxin. Dioxins are found in fatty tissue. So if you want to be a vegetarian while you're in Vietnam, you have almost nothing to worry about with respect to these kind of chemicals. On the other hand, there isn't all that much to worry about. We did a small study in Dallas, Texas, before I moved to Kentucky a month ago. And the food from Vietnam at a local food market had lower levels of dioxins than we found at run-of-the-mill American supermarkets. Not sure what was lower, but that was the case. So I wouldn't worry. Any other questions right now? Okay, we'll go on to our second speaker. And directly from the Institute of Medicine and the leader in the Agent Orange in Vietnam and dioxin research, and she wears a number of actual work hats and projects and stake up.